Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is Monica Reinagel. Welcome to episode 331 of the Nutrition Diva podcast. If you're trying to eat a healthy diet on a limited budget, you're quickly going to run into a dilemma. You'll find that the cheapest sources of calories, dollar menu, anyone, are not terribly good for you. At the same time, some of the most nutrient-dense foods, such as vegetables, are very low in calories. So for those with a limited food budget, it often feels like you have to choose between getting enough nutrients and getting enough calories, but you don't. As I will demonstrate today, it is possible to put together a nutritionally complete and balanced diet for less than $5 a day. There's no one food that's going to cover all your nutrition needs, no matter what you pay for it. But here are 10 inexpensive foods that could be mixed and matched to put together a complete healthy diet. The prices that I'm going to quote are from my local grocery store. Now, you can save a lot of money by buying things in large volumes, but these prices are for regular sizes, although I did take advantage of the savings on generic brands. The first food on my list, peanut butter. A good source of protein and vitamin E, and at about 12 cents a serving, peanut butter is also a real bargain. You can spread it on toast for breakfast, you can dip carrots or apples into it for a snack, and if you're a bit more savvy in the kitchen, you can use it to create an Asian-style sauce for vegetables and noodles. Second thing on my list, whole wheat bread. Although you may think of bread as a carb, two slices of whole wheat bread have as much protein as a serving of peanut butter, making that PB&J a real protein powerhouse. And at about 11 cents a slice, it's also a bargain. Next on my list are eggs. For an inexpensive source of complete protein, you can't do much better than the incredible edible egg for about 16 cents a piece. You can scramble them for breakfast, hard boil them for a snack, or use them as the basis for a quick and nutritious supper. Hey, if you have a copy of my book, Secrets for a Healthy Diet, try the vegetable frittata recipe on page 200. Not only is it one of my favorite supper recipes, but it also uses up leftover vegetables, and avoiding food waste is another great way to save money. Next up on my list, canned tuna. It's another great source of protein, but with an added bonus, omega-3 fats. You can make tuna salad for your lunch, or a tuna noodle casserole for dinner, and a serving costs just 45 cents. How about some pasta? With about 7 grams per serving, pasta is another underrated source of protein. It's also the basis for an infinite variety of inexpensive and satisfying meals, from traditional pasta and red sauce to the aforementioned tuna noodle casserole to a vegetable-packed minestrone soup, and you'll pay just 12 cents a serving. I'd also pick up some spaghetti sauce or canned tomatoes to make your own. Cooked tomatoes are an excellent source of antioxidant vitamins, a versatile pantry ingredient, and will only set you back about 20 cents a serving. No list of inexpensive but nutritious foods would be complete without dried beans. You'll get a meal's worth of protein plus a whopping helping of fiber for just 12 cents a serving. With dozens of different types available, beans are also extremely versatile. Combine them with different vegetables and spices for a nearly infinite variety of dishes. Rice is a natural pairing with beans, and it can also be used in salads, soups, and casseroles, and costs about a dime per serving. Next on my list is milk or yogurt. At about 25 cents a serving, milk provides plenty of protein and absorbable calcium. And yogurt, well, that'll cost you about twice as much as milk per serving, but it offers the additional benefits of beneficial bacteria. And you'll pay less and get more nutritionally if you always choose unsweetened yogurt. And last on my list, of course, I've saved the best for last, fruits and vegetables. You can save money by buying whatever fresh fruits and vegetables are on sale at your grocery store that week, and then fill in the gaps with frozen fruits and vegetables, which are just as nutritious and usually quite a bit less expensive. Now, there's a pretty big price range in this category, but you can always find a good variety of things for between 25 and 75 cents a serving. Of course, you're also going to need things like oil and seasonings to cook with, and probably a condiment or two. And hopefully, there's enough room in the budget for some additional variety and the occasional treat. But as the backbone of an inexpensive, nutritious diet, these 10 foods are an awfully good place to start. In fact, I priced out a week's worth of just these 10 foods, enough to provide 2,000 calories a day and meet all your nutritional needs for things like protein, fiber, vitamins, minerals, and fruits and veggies. I even threw in some olive oil so you can dress your salads and cook your eggs, and the whole tab came to about $4.10 a day. And if you'd like to take a look at my list, I've got a link to it in the transcript for today's show. Now, of that $4.10 a day, you'll see that I spent about $1.80 on fruits and vegetables. And that brings me to an important point. If you're only looking at how many calories you get for the dollar, fruits and vegetables look like a pretty bad deal. Even though I shopped for bargains, my fruits and vegetables accounted for about 44% of my food cost and provided only 16% of the calories. But of course, it's not just about calories. It's also about nutrition, and the fruits and vegetables provide the lion's share of many important nutrients. But as I hope I've demonstrated today, you really don't have to choose between getting enough calories and getting enough nutrients. And for more on the art of maximizing nutrition while saving money at the grocery store, check out my ebook, Nutrition Diva's Grocery Store Survival Guide. There's a transcript of today's show, along with the links I mentioned, and the complete Nutrition Diva archives at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also post your comments and your questions. And we've also been discussing this and a lot of other nutrition-related topics on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page, where I'd love to connect with you. The only thing nicer than connecting online is connecting in person, which is why I love opportunities to do live presentations. If your employer, your school, or your organization would like to find out about having me speak at your event, shoot me an email at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or contact the Macmillan Speakers Bureau at macmillanspeakers.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.